Hello everyone, I'm Asiye Namdar again at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Let's take a quick look at what's happening with Hurricane Ike. Hurricane Ike is slowly losing steam as it moves over Texas. It's now a Category 1 storm after roaring ashore in Galveston as a Category 2 storm. The storm's strong winds blew out the windows on many of Houston's high-rise buildings. City leaders will begin removing the glass and debris as soon as it is safe. The city's biggest problem appears to be the loss of power. As many as 4 million people have none. Power may be out for several days. Officials in Galveston are taking their first look at what Ike did there. The storm surge flooded the city's historic district with as much as 7 feet of water. The storm winds also downed power lines and sparked a couple of fires. FEMA says rescue teams are poised to move in as soon as they can, and Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff is on his way there.
FEMA's federally coordinated support to the states of Texas and Louisiana is working. We have planned it together, we have rehearsed it together, and we are prepared to execute this together.
Both Chertoff and President Bush are warning that authorities will be looking out for suspected gas gouging, particularly in Texas, but throughout the rest of the country, too. Customers who've been able to get gas are paying a lot more. Prices that were below $4 a gallon earlier this week are now 50 to 60 cents higher. Some people in Florida say stations there are charging more than $5 a gallon. The Coast Guard says the 22 crewmen aboard a stranded freighter managed to ride out Hurricane Ike safely. A tugboat is on the way to rescue them. The stranded freighter had been headed south through the Gulf of Mexico from Port Arthur, Texas, but lost its power 90 miles southeast of Galveston. The company that manages the ship says the freighter was not seriously damaged. Those are the headlines. I'm Asiye Namdar. Stay with us for more on Hurricane Ike.